Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Michelle Griego. This is your PIX Now update. New details on Boeing and their MAX jets. CBS News has learned the company is being subpoenaed by the Department of Justice's fraud unit. The DOJ is requiring the company retain documents, records, and data related to the Boeing MAX 8's approval process. The MAX 8 fleet has been grounded for more than a week as investigators try to determine what led to two deadly crashes.
Our entire team stands behind the quality and the safety of the aircraft we design, produce, and support.
Boeing says it is making changes to its software. The company also announcing it would now make standard an indicator light that warns pilots of a sensor malfunction, which could cause its anti-stall system to activate unnecessarily. This indicator light was not installed on the Lion airplane or the Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed last week. The Parkland, Florida community is mourning another loss today. We have learned Sydney Aiello, a survivor of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting last year, took her own life last weekend. Her mother says the 19-year-old struggled with survivor's guilt and was recently diagnosed with PTSD. She goes on to say Aiello struggled to attend college as she was afraid to be in a classroom. Her parents hope by sharing her story, it can possibly save others. Today, singer R. Kelly was back in a Chicago courtroom. His attorneys asked a judge to wait to rule on their request to allow the embattled singer to travel to Dubai in April to perform concerts while he's free on bond in his sexual abuse case. His defense team wants to provide more information on the tour plans before making their case.
There have been a lot of requests for Mr. Kelly to do shows. If people know he's available to do shows, they want him to do shows. His fans love him, and he's presumed innocent. He hasn't been convicted of anything. He should be able to do shows.
Kelly's attorneys say the singer needs these performances due to his mounting financial issues. The next hearing is scheduled May 7th. Well, it's about to get even pricier to cross the Golden Gate Bridge. This is a live look at the bridge right now as drivers cross. The Bridge District just approved a proposal to raise tolls close to $10 over 5 years. The changes will start July 1st. The toll will be raised 25 to 30 cents every year for 5 years. Drivers using Fast Track would still see a $1 discount on the toll. The board says the increase is needed to make up a $75 million budget shortfall, as well as expand services like buying new ferries. And now to another live look outside. This is from our San Jose camera, where you can see it is a soggy start to the weekend. But Mary Lee is tracking a break in the rain for us. Mary?
Well, a wet Friday across the Bay Area. We're tracking a cold front that is pushing across the region, bringing more rain this afternoon and for tonight. So let's time it out for you on FutureCast, taking you hour by hour as we go through the day. Here we are stopping the clock at 5 p.m. You can see that rain pushing across the region because of this cold front. So a wet evening commute, and we still have that rain for tonight, stopping the clock on FutureCast at 11 p.m. Now, a few showers linger into tomorrow morning, but watch as we go through the rest of tomorrow. The sky is clear, so it looks great for Saturday afternoon if you have any outdoor events or activities. And then looking dry with plenty of sunshine for Sunday. Now, with this weather system today, just picking up just not a whole lot of rain, anywhere from a quarter, half inch to as much as 3/4 of an inch of rain. By the way, the pollen count lower for today, but then it increases Saturday and sky high for that pollen count for Sunday.
All right, Mary, thank you. And March Madness is in full swing. And right here in the Bay Area, games are underway at the SAP Center. And that is where our Len Ramirez is live right now. And Len, are the fans going crazy out there yet?
Well, the fans are going crazy. In fact, they started early. You know, San Jose is playing a big role in the road to the Final Four. In fact, there are games for the first round and the second round on Sunday. And we can see that fans are starting to file into the SAP Center for some of the afternoon games, and one game including Oregon. You see some of the green there from the people from Oregon and Wisconsin. Now, the bars, as I mentioned, open extra early to entertain the fans coming to the games.
We're from Cincinnati, Ohio. We are rooting for the UC Bearcats, who actually just lost.
Dang.
Not good.
So who's your next bet?
Well, you know what? We're going for Oregon in the second game over here in the SAP Center. So we're going down to the games. We're going to have a good time today.
What's it like to be in San Jose for this?
Honestly, being from Cincinnati, this time of the year, the weather's not so great. So we came out here. We're going to enjoy the weather, enjoy some great basketball and some good food and drinks around the area. So.
All right. Sounds good. So go who?
Go Blue.
Go Ducks.
Go, oh, yeah. Go Tar Heels.
A little bit of everyone.
Now, number 13, UC Irvine versus number 4, Kansas State, just wrapping up. Next is Oregon at Wisconsin. That's a 1:30 game. Then number 12, Liberty versus number 5, Mississippi State. Then the final game tonight is St. Louis at Virginia Tech. So, Michelle, you can understand why they call it March Madness. So many games, so many high-ranking teams. And then there's always the Cinderella teams that show up and do the big upset. So hopefully we'll see some exciting games throughout the afternoon and evening here in San Jose. Back to you.
Are you into the brackets, Len? I mean, what are your picks?
Well, I'm going to go for Oregon. You know, the weather, in fact, is helping Oregon because it just has been kind of off and off rainy all day. So maybe that's a good sign for our neighbors to the north. I'm going to be pulling for them.
Okay, I'm with you on that. I want to go for Oregon, too. I usually just go for the, you know, coolest uniforms when it comes to March Madness. But Oregon's awesome.
You know, yeah, there's a lot of cool uniforms. The colors are out here. In fact, it's nice to see downtown San Jose and the bars and restaurants kind of festooned with a lot of the colors for the visiting teams. And the teams are really enjoying their stay here. I've been talking to some of the folks today. In fact, one of the things here, if we can kind of show just down the block there, a lot of the out-of-state fans really love these electric scooters that you can see. A lot of them just pulled into the curb there, and you can see just stacks and stacks of the electric scooters. A lot of them are saying, hey, we don't have these where we live, and they love hopping on those things.
Yeah, that is cool. And, you know, San Jose, cool city to be in. All right, Len, thanks so much, and we will be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.